This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. America is about to face the gravest threat to the Union since April of 1861. In what will be an unprecedented act of despotic lust to retain power, the Biden regime will imprison a president. Not since JFK was assassinated has such a desperate and overt attempt to remove an opposition political leader occurred. In case you're wondering, their high crime was the same. Both Kennedy, or John Kennedy, and Donald Trump presented a threat to the total control of the national security establishment. Very soon, we as Americans are going to be faced with a choice between submission or resistance to tyranny. If we choose to submit to tyranny, we will suffer the incalculable cost of rapid decline and state-sponsored terrorism and oppression for generations. If we choose to resist tyranny and stand as free men against the usurpers, we have a window to create a unified front with our respective states, rescind our consent as governed, and renegotiate the terms of the union. To pretend America in its current form is acceptable or governable is delusional. Nothing today is sustainable, and that is no accident. The nation is not just in decline, but it is being collapsed by a deliberately engineered coup by subversives seeking to remove the American impediment to a global government. A century of corruption, greed, and infiltration by subversives to all corners of our society and government has achieved its goal of ending America's very short reign as a hegemonic world power. Whether there are better days ahead or not will ultimately be determined by the apathy and acquiescence of weak men or the bold courage, leadership, and iron determination of strong men. Americans, America is at the brink. Demosthenes the Younger, a pseudonym, obviously, but as I said, he's very well informed, he's wise beyond his years, and there are more and more people that are reading him every day as he comments on all these things that are going on. How many of you agree with that assessment? I do. As a matter of fact, what did I say in the early days of the Biden regime? This is what did I call it, Maggie? A controlled demolition. You put all, how do you win a war? How do you fight a war? All you military guys out there, my special ops bros, and all of you that were former military, you know, how do you attempt, if you are attempting, how do you attempt to win a war or to win battles? You pre-position your assets. Right, you have plans. As Smedley Butler once, I think it was Smedley Butler. As soon as the first bullet's fired, shot is fired, all the battle plans go out the window. But you make your plans, you make a plan, work the plan, but you preposition your assets. In order to win this war, where did they need to preposition assets in the Biden regime? They needed to preposition their assets. They'd already taken over the Long March through the intelligence agencies. It already happened. If they could kill Jack Kennedy in 1963, they already owned the intelligence agencies. You have the power to start ordering the execution of U.S. presidents. You pretty much run the show. You might even be running the world. So they've had this power, and they've been wielding it for pert near 50 some odd years. That's five decades. This is the Crusade Radio Network. What does that tell us about where we are today? I'm going to break protocol, and I'm going to ask Maggie to play a digital media file in the first segment of the broadcast, since I deviated from the monologue script anyway. I don't have a script. I just make it up. You people know that, right? I just make this stuff up as I go along. Play Mark Morano, our buddy Mark Morano. Now, I don't know how this one snuck in under the radar, but apparently it did. And I didn't see this NBC News report that he's referring to, but it's all over Climate Depot. Apparently, now I did see that on Earth Day, it's fun to kill the planet to prove that you can't, Tay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez showed up at the White House. She was seen and filmed holding Uncle Joey's hand as they walked through the garden discussing.
It was her day to watch him.
What else but the Green New Deal? And whatever young harlot Poppy was going to have his way with later on that evening, if indeed that's possible. But what were they talking about? This is what they were talking about.
The White House telling Fox Business it's now considering declaring a national climate emergency. Oh. But that's a climate crisis to you, Mark. The AP, which sets the standards for newsrooms across the country, they're urging Americans to use the term climate crisis to address the current situation. This is all troubling, but if the president declares a climate emergency, what impact does that have?
Well, I mean, this is the serious story of the today. NBC News has reported that if Joe Biden declares a national climate emergency, he would have COVID-like powers under that emergency, and they also compared the emergency powers to the 9/11 emergency powers. The Center for Biological Diversity has estimated Joe Biden would get about 130 wartime-like powers by which to bypass democracy and impose the Green New Deal on America without a single vote of Congress. This is truly this should be a Halloween story, not a story for Earth Day. This is a truly frightening story, and he might just be desperate enough to do it. This is being widely reported in the media. The Biden White House is leaking this out. This might happen, and this is going to give Joe Biden these kind of, you want to say the word, dictatorial powers. He doesn't need no stinking democracy to impose the Green New Deal if he does this.
What might those powers be? Well, can you say Corona Doom? Can you say widespread case of the sniffles? What would those powers be? Well, you can imagine what the powers would be. They've already tried to shut down the manufacturing of natural gas-propelled oven ranges. Now, the last time I checked, even though they went out, oh, we're not going to shut it down. We're suggesting that it's a safety hazard and that and the other. They never rescinded the rule. What would those dictatorial powers entail? Well, I would imagine that in a warlike scenario, you would also be able to do things like tell people that we're restricting travel. Yesterday, is this a coinkydink? Yesterday, the Babadook, Buttigieg, came out and announced that there was a new set of travel rules. And I'm going like, wait. Where did you get the authority to start running around writing rules that people travel by? I mean, is anyone else just a little bit put off, scared maybe, taken aback by just the language that's being used now? Well, we're announcing new travel rules. I thought Southwest Airlines said you are now free to move about the country. I thought I was now free to move about the country, not according to the Babadook, not according to Buttigieg. So what were the new travel rules? You read the story. I didn't read it. Basically, you can't get a refund, right? You have to get a refund on a ticket.
No, they're trying to implement in the airlines that they can't give you travel vouchers anymore. If you pay cash or you pay credit, they have to reimburse you on said credit card or whatever.
Now, if there was a sinister nature to that, all of you crusaders out there, put your thinking caps on. Put your let's take over the world and we want to rule the world caps on. Why would you make that promise? If an airline wants to refund you and you agree to the terms before you buy the ticket that there won't be any cash refunds, there will only be refunds or granting of travel vouchers, if you will, why can't you make that agreement with Southwest Airlines or JetBlue or American or United or whoever the hell else? And what business is it of the Babadooks and the Transportation Security Administration? What business is it of theirs You know, I mean, my antenna automatically, anytime I see that little worm out there and he starts talking about rules, my antenna go up. Because he's the most sinister of the sinister. Because he looks like a little boy, doesn't he? He looks like he's never even had his first shave, doesn't the Babadook? Oh, but this is an accomplished homosexual who has also adopted children with his husband. You know what this means. You know why the children were adopted, and you know what they plan to do with them. We all know how this story ends, and this was with, whether we discover it or not is another thing, but this story is going to, unfortunately for those children, those kids, is going to end the same. But I just want to focus in on why, where do you get the authority to start dictating airline policy?